Hi, this is Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and today I'm chatting to Ros McAteer, the Senior Practitioner Placement and Support Team for Foster Care Wales. Good afternoon, Ros.
Good afternoon.
So we're here to talk about fostering in Monmouthshire. Does Monmouthshire have enough foster carers?
Well, in Monmouthshire, we have a team of committed and dedicated foster carers. However, we need more foster carers to meet the needs of children who are not able to be cared for at home. This is why we're asking the people of Monmouthshire if they've ever considered fostering to get in contact with us. Monmouthshire Fostering is directly connected to the council and it's a not-for-profit service.
Why is it important for the children to stay local, Ros?
A child moving into foster care is undergoing massive changes. If we can keep a child in an area that's familiar to them, this helps them move into foster care. If we can foster children locally in Monmouthshire, they could maintain the same school, group of friends, clubs and activities they may already be involved in. So this would support the child to settle within their foster carer and in turn greater success for the child.
And what type of foster care placements are there?
Well, we're looking for foster carers to care for children from birth to 18 years old. This could be provided by the foster carer on emergency, short-term or long-term basis according to the foster carer's needs and availability. That would be discussed and agreed in your fostering assessment. We're also looking for foster carers who are interested in providing what we call more specialist placements, such as short breaks for children with disabilities, or for instance a baby placed alongside their parent. And we also have some children who need foster care as they've no legal guardian in this country.
Is it expensive to be a foster carer? If somebody takes on the role as a foster carer, will they end up being out of pocket?
No, definitely not. Foster carers all receive what's called a fostering allowance, and that covers all the costs involved in caring for a child. Additionally, you receive a personal skills allowance in recognition of your motivation to care for a Monmouthshire child.
And what if they need help when they start on their path to fostering?
Monmouthshire Children's Services have a dedicated team supporting our foster carers. So as a foster carer, you'll have a designated support worker. There are also regular support groups where you can meet other carers, and there's also a comprehensive training opportunities for you. Monmouthshire also has a service called BASE, and this can offer psychological support to carers and children to support the placement if that's needed.
And if anyone's interested in fostering for Monmouthshire, what's the next step they need to take?
We're keen to talk to anyone who's interested in becoming a foster carer. Our foster carers come from all walks of life, background and status. If you're interested, please chat to us. Our details are on our website, and that's fosterwales.monmouthshire.gov.uk. There's no obligation, and we would be happy to answer any of your queries.
And we can speak right now to Councillor Tudor Thomas, the Cabinet Member for Social Care, Safeguarding and Accessible Health Services.
Oh, good afternoon, Chris.
Why do you think it's important for a child moving into foster care to remain local?
It's obviously familiarity, and if they move in with a local family, then they can keep their contacts in school with their friends and with clubs and activities they go in. And let's be honest, going into foster care is quite traumatic anyway, so anything we can do to make that less traumatic, because it helps them to move over into foster care with the least disruption.
And the important thing to remember is fostering for Monmouthshire is non-profit making.
Yes, that's correct. In Monmouthshire, we run on a non-profit making basis, and foster care is there for the benefit of the children. And obviously, Monmouthshire does not in any way make any money from that, and we obviously don't intend to do that. It is a purely not-for-profit system.
And finally, if anyone wants any more information about what we've talked about, what do they need to do?
If people are interested, and we really are looking for foster carers in Monmouthshire, then obviously go onto our website and look for the address fosterwales.monmouthshire.gov.uk. There's no obligation, and they can then get in contact and speak to somebody. And really, you know, what I would say is, you know, fostering for Monmouthshire is non-profit making. It's really providing local homes for local children. So please give us a call. We really would appreciate any help that prospective foster parents could actually give.